Well, back in the Windy City.
Stories. We'll be right back. take it, no, no, no. Dun, dun, dun.
Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM. We've got Recluse here in the studio.
Hello, hello.
Who is in town on his way to Detroit for the festival and coming all the way from New Zealand out here for a little break, right?
Pilgrimage, yeah.
And out in New Zealand, you're doing a radio show, is that right?
Yeah, every Monday night, which is Sunday night here, Sunday real late, it's called Hit It and Quit It, and I co-host it with my man Frank Booker.
Wait, when does it happen?
So it's Monday night, 6 to 8 New Zealand time, so it's ridiculously late here on the East Coast, but you can, we upload all the shows to...
What, like 7 in the morning or something?
No,
like, or 6
wow,
in the morning?
It's like depending on the time where you are in the daylight savings, it's going to be somewhere between like 12 and 2 on a Sunday. I don't think too many people hanging out that hour. But all the shows are up on the blog site, which is hititandquititradio.blogspot.com.
And then but that show, what are you doing with like what's
our shtick?
Yeah.
we kind of play lots of different stuff. You know, we usually keep it kind of in that house pocket for a bit, but sort of the deep stuff, and then we play lots of boogie and disco, hip hop, funk, soul. We go new, we go old, and we talk a lot of junk on the air too.
And what's happening with you? I don't know what the last thing is that I heard. What is it? Is it acting up again? All right. We'll go to Beats in Space. Okay. Ready? There we go. I was about to say Beats in Space. Okay. So, music-wise, production-wise, what's been going on with you? Because I don't know. What was the last thing you put out?
Literally, the last thing I put out was the remix. I played the second track on the on the mix here.
Okay, yeah. Pablo Sanchez.
Yeah,
Glory
remix.
Story.
But the last thing I did was the Perfect Timing album that came out a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it's been a minute, and the studio's beckoning.
So, but have you been back in the studio or at all? Or no?
Man, the problem is I've moved several times, and I got a new job teaching what I do, which is great, but I haven't had any time in the studio, so it's taken me 6 months even just to plug everything in, you know, and sort of, it's a tiny room, and, you know, you got thousands of records, and trying to find the space, and it's been a little bit tricky, but, man, I'm hanging out to make some music. It's calling to me.
Do you think you're gonna in Detroit? I mean, you're in Detroit for a little bit. You think you'll meet up with any friends from there? You're from Detroit originally, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you think you could meet up with anyone there? No.
I probably won't have time, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's the story of my life, you know, whatever. We all go through it. We know what time it is.
And what's the deal with the teaching job you have? Because I see your Twitter post about teaching people about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. I don't know.
I never expected to have a job teaching what I do, you know, DJing, production, even a bit of history and industry stuff. And they just started this program at a school in Auckland, New Zealand. The school is called Mains. It's the Music and Audio Institute in New Zealand. And yeah, first year, they said, hey, can you help us put this together? It's a new.
But so do you teach DJing, or do you teach like overall like music stuff?
Yeah, well, the program covers a lot of different things. So I actually don't even teach the DJing part. We got someone else teaching. There's like kind of a turntablist angle, and then more of a mixing angle. I do the production. Ironically, seeing that I haven't produced in a hot minute. And I do basic music theory, very basic, but, you know, just enough to get people going. And history as well, which is the one I've been having a lot of fun with. Yeah, so I never thought I'd be a teacher, man. I thought, you know, my mom always say, oh, you're going to be a teacher one day. You got an English degree, you teach English. I'm like, man, forget all that. But teaching's fun, man. It's good.
No, it's nice to know that there's the possibility from... this DJing and production to actually teach.
And it's good teaching something you're into, you know. If I had to teach, you know, wood shop, I'd be pretty bummed out, but something I love, so it works.
Okay. And how long have you been back in New Zealand for?
I've lived there coming up on 8 or 9 years, I think. A while.
And you're enjoying everything out there.
Yeah, well, it's cool. Yeah, I like it. It's a good vibe down there.
Okay.
Good quality of life. It's a good music scene. Some pretty wise cats down there. It's good things popping.
But what made you get out of Detroit to go there?
Oh, man. It's just like one of those personal things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. But it's, you know, females and that kind of story.
All right. Well, maybe we should get back to your...
There it
is. Oh, is that it?
That's it?
That is it?
There it is. Thanks, guys. Peace. we'll probably have to stop it and pick it up. All good.
Oh, Oh, Don't lead me. No, 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 no. Don't lead me. Don't lead me. Don't lead me. Don't lead me.
With Recluse.
Loose being the word. Loose being the word on that mix. Keeping it human, y'all. That's all right. It's all right.
Come on. It wasn't that. It wasn't so bad. Come on.
Thanks, man. One
love. We don't have the pioneer here, so, you know.
Yeah,
you were taken back.
Smoke and mirrors. Yeah. I just had that little noisemaker over there.
Yeah. Well, at least you remembered that you had that and brought it out.
Yeah, halfway through the song. Oh, I do have some smoke and mirrors. This little percussion synth thing.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for having me, man.
No, thank you. Thank you. And so, again, people need to check out Hit It and Quit It on... I'll have the link up on the website.
Yeah, the blog link is hititandquititradio.blogspot.com. And there's some interesting stuff on there. Some lame stuff too, but we've done some features like with some some cats, mostly from Detroit. Anthony Shakir and Oliver Who Factory. These are some kind of some cats from back in the heyday.
Okay.
Some one-on-one interviews and things like that.
And then when you head back to New Zealand, do you have any other shows coming up? Either you just played a thing from your band.
Yeah, Starblazers.
Starblazers. So what's happening with that?
Man, I'm on the spot here, but it's kind of all up in the air. We did all these recordings. It turned out pretty nice, but I just haven't had time to sort it out. But I think we're gonna do like a radio show compilation, just like you should do, Tim. I'm telling you, I know you're gonna do it too. It's a great idea.
So wait, what's
So we're gonna put a lot of some of this Starblazers unreleased material and some remixes from myself and Frank Booker, who produces as well. Julian Dine, who did some stuff on BBE. His album came out on BBE. So we got a little crew, and just kind of a big
do a compilation.
Yeah, of the family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you do yours, can I be on your one?
Okay. Yeah, of course.
If I didn't blow it tonight.
But when do you think that's going to happen? Like, when's that supposed to be for?
We're putting it together now, so I'm hoping it might be hitting 6 months type thing.
Okay. And do you have any other touring wise things coming up that you know about?
I gotta plug this. I'm sleeping, but Rush Hour is doing a Recluse early works release.
Ah, nice.
With select stuff from Cardiology, some unreleased stuff, some of the remixes, Spelunking. So This Is the Dining Room, all the early stuff, the pre-New Zealand stuff, which I think a lot of people say, hey man, why don't you make Detroit music anymore? Stop with that funky stuff. So all that stuff's going to come back out on Rush Hour, I think, in September, October, and I'll be doing a European tour in November to support that.
Okay.
And hopefully, I might try to swing back through New York, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to come back here again. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
What? I'm done. I've been banned. Oh, man. Thanks, Tim. Cheers, bro.
No. So, thank you for coming down here. Thanks for, we'll have you next time, November, whatever, when you come back.
Love to come back. Thanks very much, Tim. Keep doing your thing, man.
Of course. That's it up for us tonight. We'll see you next Tuesday. I will be here in spirit, but I'll be in Japan, actually.
Woo.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
Maido kini. That's what they say in Osaka. Maido kini.
Maido kini.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, that's it for tonight. See you next Tuesday.